The windows on Station Krippenhoek open. Maybe that doesn't sound like a big deal, but it freaks me out. I've lived most of my life in a space station, and I expect the windows to be sealed tight against the vacuum of space. But the windows in my suite at the top of the residential stack on Krip is open to the outside air, and I can hear birds chirping. It's almost like being dirtside, except if you look up right now, when the light is fading into night, you can see the chevron mirrors that reflect sunlight into the station. It's kind of unnerving for a station maintenance tech like me. For one thing, the thought of retrieving a malfunctioning bot from one of those mirrors makes me cringe. The open window does allow the scent of newly cut grass and evening barbecuing to waft into my room. Although I prefer the lemon freshness of carefully sanitized station air, something deep in my soul responds to the smells of summer. It brings back memories of visits to the estate on Kaku and goofing off with my old friend Jared. When the door chimes, I wave it open and jump from my seat by the window without checking to see who's there. It's about time you got here.
I didn't realize I was keeping you waiting, Triana.
Roger Chaturvedi steps into the room and bows to me. I haven't seen Roger since we rescued him from terrorists down on Kaku. That was the night my mother told me Roger was my father. I'm not sure he knows yet. We've never discussed it. And I'm not ready to start now. I'm just going to pretend I know nothing. Roger, what are you doing here? I hurry across the room to give him a hug. I thought you were on SK2 with Mother. He gives me a squeeze and a kiss on the cheek.
No, I've been here a week or so. I came for the family's meeting. When I heard you were on your way, I decided to spend a few extra days exploring the station so we could drop dirtside together. I hate dropping alone. Plus, my nephew is out on a cruise, so I don't have anyone waiting anxiously for my arrival.
Offering Roger a seat, I flick my holo ring and order his favorite beverage. I didn't know you were involved in the family's meeting.
We tend to keep a low profile. I'm actually a Kinduja, but I don't use that name publicly. Too many expectations.
My eyes widen. You have an alias too? Wow. Does Mother know? He shrugs.
She does now. She didn't until last week, when I told her I needed to come to the meeting.
My lips twitch, and I can't decide if I'm angry or delighted. Or resigned. Are you sure she didn't know? I never managed to keep anything from her.
If she knew, she's a consummate actress.
She is. We'll probably never know for sure. She likes to let people keep their illusions. So she can use it against them later. But I don't say that to Roger. The auto kitchen pings, and I get up to retrieve his drink and a nice tea for myself. Nodding thanks, Roger raises the glass in salute.
To blissful ignorance.
I roll my eyes. I wish. I glance at the window again. When are you dropping dirtside? I don't like this place.
Really? I love it. It reminds me of Station Aldrin back home. Of course, Aldrin is still the original station, so it's not nearly as glitzy as Krip or as huge. I've spent the last few days exploring. I'll give you a tour if you like. I owe you one. But it will have to wait until the return trip. I'm scheduled to drop in the morning. I think you're on the same shuttle.
I check my flight schedule. Departs at 8 tomorrow? He nods.
What are you doing tonight? It sounded like you were expecting someone.
Yeah, Ty, Agent O'Neill, was supposed to be here a half hour ago. We're meeting our friend Joan from the cruise ship for a last night out before we all scatter. She's shipping out on the CSS Caledonia. She's a dance instructor.
You're having dinner with my old friend, No Bones Joan Leslie.
I blink. It really is a small galaxy. She coached Ty in the crew passenger dance comp. He nods, the twinkle in his eyes countering his bland expression.
Dancing in the stars is big here on Krip. I caught the special episode with your slavery ring bust.
They were supposed to pixelate my face. Was I recognizable? He shakes his head.
No, but they didn't modify your voice. And I knew you were on that ship. Besides, if anyone is going to take down a ring of slavers on a cruise ship, it's Triana Moore.
I had lots of help. How do you know Joan?
Oh, we were in the Corps together.
Roger finishes his drink and stands.
Thanks for the drink, but I don't want to interrupt your date.
Wait a minute. I leap up and grab his arm. You can't just announce that you were a Marine and walk away. I want details. How does a Toplev become a Marine? He smiles.
Same way you became a space janitor.